Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was going to buy something, then I needed to back out of that website to check my account to see if my available balance was enough to cover it. And then when I got back to your website, I added my credit card number and everything, and I went to submit the whole thing, and it came back and it said one order per person. And I don't know if my original payment went in. I just called to make sure it went in at least once. Good. I mean, you know, I just want to make sure the order went through, is what I'm saying. Is there any way you can find out and help me?
Yes, I can take a look. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
92126. And I just did it like 5 minutes ago.
And what is that first and last name?
My name is Ray Gowaldi.
You said 92126?
92126, yes. Correct.
Can you spell that first name for me?
R-A-Y.
Oh, okay.
As in Raymond. Yeah.
And you said, what was that last name?
Garaldi, G-A-R-A-L-D-E.
To G-O-R-A-L.
G-A-R-A-L-D-E.
D-E?
Yes, D-E, L-D-E. Garaldi.
So D as in dog, E?
Yes. Would you be able to take my order if I can go through?
G-A-R. G-A-R, okay.
Yes.
G-A-R-L-A-D-E.
A-L-D-E. G-A-R-A-L-D-E. See, that's what I was afraid of, because it wouldn't let me submit that last page again, because it said one, you know, it's like, okay, so I didn't finish my first order, and here I am to complete it, and it won't take my order, because I don't know if the last, you know, the very first order went partially through and is waiting for an answer, or...
Yeah, so
you know,
when the order is placed, they send out an email saying, thank you for your order. Have you received that email yet?
Let me check. Hold on a second, okay? Just hold on 1 second. Let me check my mailbox. Hold on 1 second.
No, you're fine.
No, I don't see any email recently sent to me. I was wondering if you could take my order, because I don't know if I'll be able to do it again if it's not in there.
Okay.
I can give you all my necessary information if you like. I mean, I could try it again, but I bet you any much when I go to submit it, it's going to do the same thing and say, you know, one order per person, and I might. Original order that I started apparently didn't go through because I didn't get an email, and I don't think the money came out of my account because I wasn't finished. I was the first time I did it, I had to back out and check my balance in my account, and second time I did it, they told me I couldn't do it because one order per person, and I don't know how to bypass that if I'm going to do it again and it's going to come up with the same, you know.
Okay.
Can you take my order or no?
I can try one more thing to see if your order came through. Can you provide me with the first 6 digits of the card that you use?
Okay, it's 4815. 8-2.
And what is the last four digits?
You wanted the first six and then now the last four?
Yes.
8695.
8695, enter.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just waiting for my computer system to generate.
Okay. If you can take my order, I can give it up, you know. I need to have your name though first.
Yeah, unfortunately, we aren't able to take orders over the phone. We do everything over the internet. And that still didn't give me any results either. So I'm not sure why. So did you see if any charges came out of your account?
No, I didn't look at it because the first time I did it, it didn't ask me. I wasn't at the point where I gave my credit card number yet. And so I backed out of there, but that page is supposed to still be there on my phone. But when I went back to it, it went back to the original, the very first page of I didn't give them any information, you know. And so I filled it out again with the credit card number this time, and then it came back and said one order per person. And I'm thinking, well, the first order didn't go through. So, I mean, I didn't complete the first order. I guess I could try it again, but I hadn't gotten that far.
I have tried to use everything I could to try to locate an account, and unfortunately, I was unsuccessful. So
it says that my order didn't really go through then, huh? I'd hate to re-input all my info and then be charged twice or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if
I guess I guess. I'm sorry. I guess I could try it again, and if it doesn't go through, then I'll just do it a couple of days or something. If you can't take my order and I'm not showing anything there, I'm not sure why it's saying only one order per person because my original order didn't go through.
Okay, so. If it didn't disappear out of your account and you didn't receive a thank you confirmation, then I would say probably try again in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't even answer my email address or anything, but they might have gotten it from where it's kept from the link. But okay, all right then. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer support.